Pastor Stephen's right. We are starting a series called The Holy Spirit, and I'm super excited to be starting this off with you. It's been something that's been rolling around in our heart. And what I'm going to start off doing really quick is reading the verse that's been our verse of the entire, that's going to be our verse of the year. And it's in Romans chapter 5, and we've been reading it, but we've been reading 3 through 5, but I'm just going to take a moment and read the very last verse in 5, and we're going to put that up on the screen. It's out of the Message translation. If you haven't been with us, or maybe this is your first time with us, I do want to say thank you for being with us. And if you want a card with our scripture on the year, it's right in your seat pocket. If not, somebody from guest services would love to bless you, or they'll be out at our information booth, and you can grab one, kind of put it, someone put up one up here for me. It looks like this, and then there is more, and then on the back is our scripture, and we're going to be taking the time all the way through 2020, kind of navigating our way through this verse that we believe God gave to us, and kind of figuring out what God wants to speak through us, how he wants to grow us and encourage us and strengthen us. And so we're going to kind of make our way from the bottom up, if that's okay with you. And I'm going to read Romans chapter 5, verse 5, and it says this: quite the contrary, we can't round up enough containers to hold everything God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you with something this morning. God is pouring out into our lives. It said he's pouring out into our lives, and we have to ask ourselves the question, how many of you would like to receive something from God? Right? Pretty much all of us, right? Whether that's whether that's direction or wisdom or insight or even know how to have a great marriage, know how to raise your kids, or, you know, we're always looking for something from God. And it says that he's pouring this out. What I love is that he's pouring it out generously. But how is he pouring it out? Does it say how he's pouring it out? It says through something. Through the what? So you can talk back to me. It's okay. Your kids can't talk back to you, but you can talk back to me. So you can. He's pouring it out one way. He's pouring it out through the Holy Spirit. And today, we're going to address some things. And if you've ever spent any time with me, you know that I'm probably the white girl version of T.D. Jakes. But today, I'm going to be kind of more of a teacher. And we're going to be navigating our way through conversations about the Holy Spirit and who the Holy Spirit is. And so I want you to know that today we're going to be talking about who, say who, the Holy Spirit is. And if you have our app and you want it, we're going to be pretty much going right along lines with the notes. And so if you want to go back home and study these verses, kind of get it in your spirit, we're going to be talking about who the Holy Spirit is today. And through this series, through these next, we don't really have a limit on this amount of weeks because it's still evolving in us. But in the next couple weeks, we're going to be talking about the role, say the role, of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And then we're going to be talking about how the Holy Spirit talks to us, how we talk. Many of us, we want to know how to hear from God. Anybody wanted to ever hear from God before? And we've had a lot of people come up to us and say, man, I don't know if I ate too much lafagados or the Holy Spirit's telling me to do this. You know, we get kind of confused and we want to hear from God, whether we're hearing from decisions. And we're always trying to discern between what we think we're saying and what we feel like the Holy Spirit is saying. And I want you to know this, because what's interesting is and how this relationship works with the Holy Spirit, because I've been married to Pastor Stephen close to 28 years. And if you got ready to meet us, or you spent some time talking to me, and I got ready to tell you, and you said wanted to know about Pastor Stephen, I wouldn't say Pastor Stephen takes out the trash. That wouldn't be how. I wouldn't say Pastor Stephen mows the grass. How many in here mow the grass at their house? Any mower grass? Many. Okay. Who takes out the trash in your house? No girls take out the trash in our house. But here's an interesting thing. But it's not, so I'm not, I don't want to figure out what he does. I'm introducing you to who he is. And then the more that I get to know who he is, then I can introduce you to what he does. And the more that I'm married to him, the more that our roles are distinct, because everybody's roles are different. In one marriage, things might be different, but there's a specific role that the Holy Spirit has in our life. And the more you learn the role that he has in your life, you're going to learn his communication style. And a couple, I think it was at the beginning of 2018, Pastor Stephen taught a series called Taking the Spooky out of the Holy Spirit. Because many think the Holy Spirit is kind of this mystical being. Many people think that the Holy Spirit is an experience. Now, if you grew up And maybe what we call a Pentecostal church or a Holy Roller church or a Holiness church or any kind of those kinds of church. You might have experienced, how many of you grew up in a church where people danced and shouted and prayed in tongues out loud? And all those people that don't, they're like, please, is that getting ready to happen? Like, they're looking at me like, but here's the thing. We grew up in all different kinds of churches. And what's happened sometimes is we've had those experiences where we've seen people shout and dance and pray in tongues. We've seen them do things. And we've said, oh, that's a move of the Spirit. We think that's a move of the Spirit. But I want to tell you something. That is not the personhood of the Holy Spirit. That is an expression of the Holy Spirit. And I want to help you understand some things, because if not, we'll think, well, If I don't pray in tongues, I must not have the Holy Spirit. If I don't dance, then I must not have the Holy Spirit, because that was a move of the Spirit. No, the Holy Spirit is a person. He's a person just like you. The Holy Spirit is not spooky. He's not mystical. And I want to tell you something else about the Holy Spirit. He'll never make you do. He said, just say this with me. He'll never make you do anything. The Holy Spirit will never, you don't have to be worried if you're in a service and you see somebody doing something and you're thinking, what's going on? It's never going to happen to you if you don't want it to happen to you. Does that make you feel comfortable? Now, here's the thing. The Holy Spirit, if you've been in worship for a period of time or you've been in this church for a period of time, there's a lot of hand raisers in this service. And it's interesting, because what happens is, if you kind of come to a church, that's an expression. When we're raising our hands and worshiping God, that is an expression. That's adoration. That's worship. And it's the whole, you feel an unction or you feel something from the Holy Spirit. Because you can hang out with us for a while and you might just be down here. And then you might do like this. That is who you are. You know, and the more you get comfortable with it, you might do like this, or you might do like this, but those are expressions of the Holy Spirit working within you. Here's what I want you to know about the Holy Spirit. He's not an it. He's a who. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity. We have God the what? We have Jesus Christ the what? Son. And we have the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a part of the Godhead that lives in you. And there are three very distinct functions. And we need to know that. And we're not teaching on all of those functions today, but God the Father has a function in your life. Jesus Christ is the one who shed his blood and gave you access to salvation. And the Holy Spirit is the part of the Godhead that lives in you. And I know this might be some basic things, but Pastor Steve and I were talking about this a while back. Sometimes we forget the very basic things, and we forget some things that we're missing, and we wonder why some things are not lining up in our lives. I'm going to read you a scripture. It's in your app and it's in your notes exactly like it's going to be. I'm going to read you a scripture in John chapter 6. In John chapter 16, sorry, 16, right? Uh-huh. John chapter 16. In verses 5 through 7. Sorry, I had 6 and then I changed it to 16. And I'm going to read it to you out of the New Living Translation. And if you're in your notes, you can follow along. And then it'll also be up on the screen. Here we go. But now I'm going away to the one who sent me. And none of you is asking where I'm going. Instead, you grieve because of what I've told you. But in fact, it is best for you that I go away, because if I don't, the what? The advocate, say advocate, won't come. And if I do go away, then I will send him to you. Now, I'm going to read this out of a couple different versions. I'm going to read it to you out of the King James. Chase, can you put that King James version up there for me, baby? Thank you. Nevertheless, here we go. Nevertheless, I tell you. Now, the highlighted word, you see it highlighted, will you read that? Say it out loud with me. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send him unto you. Now, I'm going to read this out of the Message translation real quick. Here we go, the Message translation. So let me say it again, this truth. It's better for you that I leave. If I don't leave, the won't come to you, but if I go, I'll send him to you. The next one is the TPT, Chase. The TPT version, thank you. But here's the truth. It's to your advantage that I go away, for if I don't go away, the divine will not be released to you, but after I depart, I will send him to you. One more, one more, one more. It's the Amplified version. Here we go, the Amplified version. It is to your, we see this word several times, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the what? The what? The what? The what? The what? The what? Will not come to you. Will not come to you. Now, I want you to take note of something in this verse. I want you to take, because every single verse, every single translation right there had a different word. We had advocate, friend, helper, standby, intercessor, comforter. So we had all these. So what I know there is that he's saying, if I don't go away, who is he sending to them? Who is he sending to? The Holy Spirit. Did he use the word Holy Spirit there? He used other words there to what? To describe who the Holy Spirit. So now I'm beginning to know who the Holy Spirit is in my life. It begins to describe his very personhood, what he's made up of, who he is in my life. And how I know that he's talking about him, because in every single translation, whether TPT, Message, New Living, at King James Version, later on in that verse, it uses the word he, which is a personal pronoun. He, if I do not go, he, which is not an it. Many people get confused. They think the Holy Spirit is an it. He's not an it. He's a person. And he lives in you. Amen? Amen? So just like you're a person, he's a person. Now what's interesting is this. Saved or unsaved, you have a spirit. Saved or unsaved, you have the spirit. Okay? So, because some people are confused. They think that they don't get a spirit until they get saved, which is untrue. Because I'm going to read you this scripture. You might want to know, how does the Holy Spirit come to live in me? How does the Holy Spirit come to live in me? In Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You should be so glad you're in second service. All I'm saying is this first service, I had a train wreck. For some reason, I got up here, and I had my notes in front of me, and for some reason, I couldn't figure them out. Like, it took me like 15 minutes to kind of get my bearing. So I feel like I got them this morning. Acts 2:38. That one won't be up on the podcast, so don't go try to listen. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Here I go. Peter replied, "Each of you must repent of your sins and turn to God and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins." Say the word then. Then you will receive what? The gift of who? So this is how you get saved. This is how you get the Holy Spirit in you. He says, if you repent of your sins and ask forgiveness, it says, and you're baptized, it says, then the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. When you get saved, the person, the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the friend, the counselor, the advocate, the divine encourager, he comes to live in you. He does not take the place of your spirit. When you get born again, listen, yes, your spirit man becomes brand new, but your body houses the very spirit of God. Check this out. Remember this. At the beginning of 2019, we taught a series, one of our favorite series, on spirit, soul, and body. Remember this. We are a what? Nope. Thanks. We are a what? Come on, say it again. We are a what? Come on, this is like school. Thank you. I'm going to say that. That was the Holy Spirit just kind of reminding me to say something. I want to say this. Sometimes, if we're not careful, we'll make church too emotional. And emotions are good. I like emotions. If you know me, I'm an emotional person. I'm not a crier, but I'm full of passion. Well, I cry about Jesus. Okay. But here's the thing. I don't cry barely about anything else but Jesus. But here's what I want you to know. Sometimes when we get ready to teach these kind of messages, we're looking for a feeling. And that is very, you have to be very careful. That's sometimes why people think that the Holy Spirit's not leading them, because they're used to being led by feelings. And they think the Holy Spirit is a feeling, and he's not. He's a person. He's a person. And we have to be very careful about that, because we live and we have a what? We are a spirit. Thank you. We are a spirit. No, saved or unsaved. If you're unsaved in this room and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you still have a spirit. It's just not alive unto God. So what happens though, and we have a what? Right? We are a spirit, we have a mind, and we live in a what? We live in a body. Now check this verse out. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and the body is what houses your spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the what? Of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you, and how was it given to you? By God. So the Holy Spirit is housed in your body. What's interesting, if you read later, I didn't put that whole verse down, it might even be up there, but it's up there, thank you. It says, you do not belong to what? Yourself, you actually belong, which is why you don't get the privilege to do whatever you want with your body. Some people say, well, I can just do whatever I want. I'm a Christian, but I can still do whatever I want. And actually, you can't. Well, you could, but you would actually be not acknowledging the Christ in you. You don't get the privilege. You are not, once Jesus Christ lives in you, it says you are not your own. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You house the very personhood of the Godhead on the, Hannah always says this, we are one third God. Don't tilt your head too far. You're one third God. Who you are, the third part of the Trinity, lives on the inside of you. And if you begin to tap into that. Now here's another part I want to help you understand. It's kind of like this. Sorry. It's kind of like this. Pastor Steve and I said this earlier, we've been married for 28 years. Now, if we walked into a restaurant, can you come up here real quick? There's a verse in the Bible that says the two become what? One. Now, if Pastor Stephen and I, if we walked into Blue Moon, that's where I like to eat. Okay. If we walked into Blue Moon, we would not say party of one, would we? No. Unless I was going to sit on your lap or something. So here's the thing. We would say party of what?
Table of two.
Table for two. But what's interesting to me is the Bible refers to us as what?
One.
So how can that be? How did two become one? The Word of God says it's a mystery. You can sit down. Here's how this works, though. Here's how this works. What happens is because he and I become one under him. See, remember, I don't love Pastor Stephen out of my flesh and blood. I love Pastor Stephen out of my spirit man, because my spirit man is what's alive unto God. I receive the strength to love Pastor Stephen from God. I love Stephen out of that. And when I love him out of that, my love for him, my admiration for him, my submission to him is not based on what he does. It's based on what he already did. It's from him that I do him, right? But we've got it all wrong because we think if I do what he does for me and that's back and forth. No, I do what I do from him. And that's how we become one in decision making and child raising and what God has for our future. It's how we become one. What's interesting for you to understand, and as we go through the series, I want you to see this. Your body houses your spirit. And if you're saved today, that spirit, man, the moment you got born again, in Romans it talks about it became alive unto God. It became alive unto God. So, and then also at that very time that you got saved, inside of you came the Holy Spirit. So now there's two in here. Say two. There's two things in here. There's my spirit, and then there's the Holy Spirit, which is why you can be saved. You can be saved and still do whatever you want to do. You can, because I can be alive unto God and ignore God. I can. Does it mean you're going to go to heaven? Yes. It just means that you won't have a good life on this earth. I hate to break it to you. So here's the thing. This spirit that's alive unto God, the more it begins to yield, say yield, to the Spirit of God on the inside of me, I begin to learn him, which is why he gave us the descriptions of comforter, helper, advocate, go-between, strengthener, friend. He wants you to know that this person of the Godhead that lives on, he said, it's beneficial that I go away, for if I do not go away, this third person of the Godhead can't live on the inside of you and assist your spirit. How many of you need some assistance? Yeah. Woo! Tap your neighbor and say, yes, you did. You should have raised both hands. But what can happen is that we cannot pay attention to this third person of the Godhead living inside of us. We don't yield. We have to, and we're going to teach you how to yield, say yield, to him. Now, I want to share something with you. Say caution. Caution. Now, I want to, they're in the bottom of the app, so you can read the verses on your own. I want to tell you something, though. There's another kind of spirits called familiar spirits. And the reason I'm going to touch on this is because I want to warn you and caution you. Here's the thing. Another spirit could come and live on the inside of you and influence you. That's why you ought not be reading no tarot cards. No palm reading. You don't need to know if you're a Virgo, Leo, Sapphire, what are they all? Here's why. Listen, there is a devil out there. And he has spirits. And those things will want to come. Listen, you go to a palm reader. Ooh, I see your mom. Guess what? They probably do. And those things are ungodly. And they're tapping into familiar spirits. And you open yourself. Don't take my word for it. I dare you to read it. Go in the scripture. It says that there were sorcerers and palm readers, and they were making a bunch of money. And a man was getting rich off of them. And it says that Paul had to do it and cast that spirit out of that person. And sometimes us Christians, we're like, well, that's not really New Age. If it is, it is. Now, all right, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say a lot of things. So even with yoga, like our daughter, we love yoga. So I don't care if you stretch and do yoga, whatever. That's fine. You do yoga, stretches and all that kind of stuff. But when you're in yoga, Father God, I just salutations, whatever that salutation thing is, whatever that is. Father God, I thank you for who you are. Now listen, no spirit can come in you and overtake you. It can oppress you, but it can't overtake you unless you get invited in. Unless you invite it in. But don't you leave the door open to those things in your life. Don't you do it. Because I only want two spirits in me. My spirit and the Holy Spirit. Because guess what else? We're not going to tell you this week because it's a secret for next week, but I'm just going to tell you. Tell you this. You want to know things about your future? You're trying to figure it out all kinds of squirrely ways. Do you know who wrote your story? He said, I'm the author and the finisher of your faith. He said, I knew your name before you were born. I knew the hairs on your head. He's your comforter. He already knows what's in store for you. And as you yield to him, as you lean in, no other voice will you know, it says. This is going to be an amazing series. As we grow and learn the personhood of the Holy Spirit, the Godhead that lives in you. Amen. Amen. Just close your eyes for a second.